Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Otis Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. McCurdy reaches second base with a double. Hunfield moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires to third and picks off Hunfield. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on McCurdy. Miller moves to third. Rice moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Miller scores. Rice moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Browns. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. O'Neill moves to second. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice scores. O'Neill moves to third. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Gerber now playing shortstop. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Com reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Ward reaches second base with a double. Com scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Connolly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Ward scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunfield tags and moves to third. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schuld hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kaum bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Schuld settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler is hit by the pitch. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 2 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunfield. Gerber moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 3 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hunfield is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0 for 3 in the game. Shult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The throw from McCurdy to Clancy and they have Stewart trapped. The throw over to Hunfield, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-4 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Hunfield reaches second base with a double. Metzler moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Barrett is walked intentionally. Roger Peckinpah pinch hits for Harry McCurdy. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.